We will start the prayer first for Tikkun Azor. Ribbono Alamim v'Adonai Adonim Avrachamim v'Aslichot Miyadim. Anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ravotenu v'kedushah v'shtecha Torata. Shtecha Aviya. Shekavdanu l'Torotecha l'Avodot Avodot HaKadosh. Da'at Alochenu k'Zodot Torotecha. Hakedusha ma'anu ma'chayenu ma'asher asita imanu chesed gedol kadeh. Al ken anachnu mepilim l'Tachnu lefanecha. Shetimchol v'tislach l'kol chatotenu v'avotenu v'ali yehu avonotenu mavdilim b'neinu l'fanecha. Ken yi ratzon lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lo avotenu. כולן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ולבדנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כתוב כזה כסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל בחירתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות דורות.
Hi everybody, we continue. שנה טובה to everybody. We took a break for Rosh Hashanah, now we continue. After Rosh Hashanah of Gedalia, we are continue into Yom Kippur soon. So we are in Tikkun 11, if I'm not mistaken, yeah? At Tresar. Tresar, no, 12, I'm sorry. Anyway, so, Milat Bereshit. The word Bereshit, remember, we are discussing, the entire Tikkun Azor is about the word Bereshit. So the word Bereshit, in the beginning, has been explained in 70 angles. Milat Bereshit ma'amar rishon lekol ma'amarot is the first words to all the other words in the Torah. Ki Bereshit ne'amar al parzuf arich anpin. When you say Bereshit, tell us Rabbanan, it relates to the system parzuf called arich anpin. Which arich anpin? The atzilut, in the level of atzilut. Why? She'u nikra reshit. Atzilut she'u nikra reshit. So atzilut called first or beginning. מטעם שהוא הפרצוף הראשון שמבונו משפעים, because that's the first system that affecting everything below that. כל המוחין שבעולמות. ומן הפרצופים שלמעלה ממנו, and the system above that, above אצילות, what could be above אצילות? דיינו מפרצופי אדם קדמון. The system above אצילות is all the system of אדם קדמון. A prior man. Primordial man. With D. Oh, sorry. Adam Kadmon. Vedachar venugva de Atik, and it's the male and the female of Atik. Lo magim shum mochin el haolamot. There is no mochin, there is no energy that comes to the olamot or below. Mechamat shem mitukanim b'malchut demidat adin. Because they already been fixed in malchut, in the judgment attribute. Meaning what? Shelo nimteka v'rachamim. That malchut never becomes sweet with mercy. ופרצוף הראשון שהוא השורת להשגה הוא ארכן פין. So the first system that is reachable or understandable or we can grasp, it's called ארכן פין. להיותו מתוקן במלכות המותקת ברחמים. Because it can be fixed in the מלכות, the sweet מלכות that been becoming sweet because it's been mixed with mercy. ולהיותו רק בבחינת שורש להשגה, but because it's only שורש, roots to what's coming. לכן נקרא ראשית, we call it beginning, ראשית, from the word בראשית. מילה ראשונה שבתורה, this is the first words in the Torah. כי תורה היא בחינת השגה. When you say the word תורה, it means there is השגה. That means we comprehend, we grasp it. בבית היינו במלכות, but before Reshit you have Bet. So what is the Bet? Malchut. She'alta l'rosh Arich Anpin, meaning that that Bet, which is Malchut, went up to the head of Arich Anpin, that we call Reshit. Vezeu Bereshit. And that's what the word Bereshit means. Malchut yatza bina. D'Arich Anpin m'rosh Arich Anpin. And when Malchut go up, if you remember Tzimtzum Bet theory, when Malchut, I shouldn't call it theory, a fact. So when Malchut went up, then Bina of Arich Anpin came out, because there is a new ending. Merosh Arich Anpin, Kulula Ma'asara Ma'amot, include with 10, I don't want to say verses, Ma'amarot, Ordeneres, Ma'amarot, how do we translate? Saying, Ponderances, paragraph, okay? and that 10 usod 10 sfirot da abba v'ima ilayin is the secret of 10 sfirot of father and mother above, which are what? She'em gar de bina. They are the gimel rishonot bina, they are the keter chuma bina of bina. V'iklu lamed bet shevet elokim, and that level include 32 names of elokim. Ane ma'amari ma'ase bereshit. If you check bereshit, how many name of elokim has been mentioned? 32. She'u sod 10 sfirot di ser sabot vuna. And this is the secret of 10 sefirot of Israel Sabot Vuna. To remind you, Israel Sabot Vuna is the lower part of Bina and Rochma. Aklulim kavbet otiyot shel zachar v'nekva, that within them there is include the 22 letters of male and female. Shebiyachad em lamed bet. So you have 22 letters, 10 sefirot, 32. Tichlalim bezayin tachtonot bina darichal bin. So this is the lower 7 of Bina, it's 32, of the Bina of Rechampin. Mitzat small, shuz sukat ha-shuruk, nitna shu'u gvura esh aduma. The left column there is, we call it shuruk. Remember, cholam, shuruk chirik, asachim. Shuruk, as we study in Rosh Hashanah, is the dinim de zachar, duchra. Meaning that's when the left column before become full capacity, it become red fire. Da'inu dinim de ducha. It's a judgment dinim. Shem bekavan adom, which is red. That's why it say, belibat esh. For that reason, it say, in the core of the fire. Again, libat, don't forget, lamed bet. Moshe ya bitzat shevet levi shu small. Moses is Levi, his left column. Can connect to it. That's why it's revealed to him, especially to him. This is one explanation on this section. When we go to Matok Midvash, say, Bereshit Ma'amar Kadma'a Kula. Matok Midvash takes it a different angle. He's taking it to the Talmud in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. Al Ma Shita Be'avot Rafe Ba'asara Ma'amarot Nivra Olam. What does that mean? That God created the world in 10 ordinances. רוצה לומר שכתוב בתורה מהמעשה בראשית, תת פעמים ויומר אלוקים. If you check how many times it say God say so, or ויומר אלוקים, you're going to find 9 times. ומילת בראשית שבראש התורה היה מאמר העשירי. And בראשית, it's considered 10. והיא נגד המלכות. And this is for the מלכות, שהיא הראשונה מהיו צפירות מלמטה למעלה. And because בראשית, is coming to the Ochos, the returning light. So it's, Malchut is the first. V'klila me'aser ma'amarin, otel me'yutzirot ezer alpin. And this include, with the 10 utterances, or 10 paragraph, which is considered as 10 sfirot. V'ilamet bepamim elokim, 32 time elokim, de'uvda de bereshit, aniskarim be'maseh bereshit, otel me'aser bereshit ha'olam, shem zachar ve'nekeva, so here it's telling us that the creation of the world, meaning that what is creation of the world mean? That the male and female were included. It happened because Abba ve'ima, father and mother above, took care of it. And we continue. Sha'aba natan li'ima soda tipa. That father give to ima the drop. Sha'ata kula mechomer v'tzura, that include with material and from shape. What was the material? Achomer ukavbet otiyot haTorah. That's the 22 letters of the Torah. Shem avanim lebinyan haguf ha'kelim, which are the tools to build the vessels and the body. What is the shape? Betzua yutzet yut sfirot de nefesh. The shape is 10 sfirot of nefesh. Sheben kulam emlamed bet netivot chokma. And on between that there is 32 path of wisdom. And that's from Abba. So Ima, you have 32 time Elokim of the Maaseh Bereshit, of the creation of Genesis. Can include Lamed Bet Elokim. If Malchut was included within Zer Anpin as the first word, as Bereshit, that's why it's part of the 10 Sefirot, because Vayomer Elohim is 9 times, plus Bereshit, you have 10. Miut Sefirot is Ken Iklula Milabet Bet Elohim. That's why it's included also with the 32 time Elohim. Malchut is sometimes going to have the Gvorah Isha Sobga, כל פרצון נבלה לדעה גבורות. And now מלכות is been built by left column. Tell us, תיקוני הזור בתוק מדבש. שכל פרצון נבלה לדעה גבורות שרומזות לאש וגוון אדום. And for that reason, it's like fire. That's why it's red. בגינדה שהמלכות הייתה בסוד הגבורות. When מלכות was receiving from the old גבורות, the old judgment, נגלתה למשה בסנה מלימד האש. הרומז על גבורות, ותפקה משה הראו לזה. And it's like it's say by Rav Brandwein. That's why משה רבנו, his left column was לוי. Supposed to be revealed that. Ve'amayit galdiya besne. So Batok Midvash asked a question. And what's the reason it was revealed in the bush? Ve'lo b'ilan acher, not in another tree. La'achzah de'avat ha'shchina v'doch kaben ha'kotzim. So remind us that the shchina, our shchina, the female aspect of God, is bedochka, bedochak, is in pain, is in suffering among the torn. What are the torn? Go'im v'chitzonim. External and nations that don't like the Israelite or the Jew or whatever you want to call it. רוצה לומר שהשכינה הייתה בגלות עם בני ישראל. So the שכינה, the female spirit of God, go with the Israelite wherever they are in the galut, in the exile. ואם כל דה, שהשכינה הייתה שם, even though when the שכינה is there, when the female spirit of God is there, השדה איננו אוכל. That burning bush doesn't burn the bush. כדי שיזבלו ישראל דוחק בין הגויים, שלזה זה ימהר לגולם כנפרש. So the purpose here, the pain that the Israelites go during the time of the Galut, lack of money, lack of health, lack of relationship, all the problem, that issue, that problem add to the point of understanding that God will reward us with the redemption. So we have to go through pain. So if some of the people from the other nation cause you pain and you're upset about it, you need to know it's part of what the Creator wanted to do to you. So you can be redeemed. וזה שנאמר בגין שושנים דיינו בנה דיינו לישראל ונאמר גלותה בין ערב רב דיינו קוצים. So it, for that reason they refer the Israelite like שושנים, like I don't know if שושנים is the lilach, the lilach, because roses is different, but I don't know if lilach is torn among that. Anyway, the flower, so Israelite is like the flower surrounding by thorn. Or the torn Erev Rav, mixed multitude, in the Galut. And their job is to make us suffer. Pirosho Shera Shitrelu Galut Adom. So when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Israelite will be in this Galut, in the last Galut, the Galut Edom, what is the Galut Edom? What is Galut Edom? What is left column called Adom and Libat Aesh? So Moshe saw the fire. Fire is what color? Red. Galut Edom is when? Now. So when he saw that there will be in Galut Edom, which is the worst Galut, and he came Erev Rav. So who's controlling the world right now? Erev Rav. The mixed multitude. לפי שאחר שבא סנחריב, ולבלת העולם התערבו באדום מכל 70 האומות. So when סנחריב, one of the king, came and destroyed everything, the whole nation started to be mixing. So we don't know who is who. And the אדום, the original אדום, is mixed all over the world. ולכן נחשבת גלות אדום, כאילו גלינו בין 70 האומות. For that reason, whoever live in this generation is considered like he was suffer from 70 nations in the same time. It's בעניין המשל של שושנה בין הרוחים, כמו ששושנים הגדלים בין הקוצים והקוצים בשבירה לשושנים, כאשר הם גלו בין הערב רב ולטובתם כדי לבין גולתם. The same with the rose or other flower that has torn around it is to watch people not to touch the flower. So the flower stay good. So the same thing, say תיקוני הזוהר, that when you suffer in the time of the galut, don't look at it as a bad thing. Look at it as a rewarding from the Creator to watch over you, so you're going to go to enough pain so you're going to get rewarded. מדאו רזה זהו סוד הפסוק, כי העשה קלה. כבר הייתי עושה קליה בכל הגויים מה שאתה חושב, אלא ואותך רציתי בשבילך לא עשה קלה. So when the פסוק said, I want to destroy all the people who bother you, say God, but I don't want to destroy them. Why? כדי שדוחק הגויים ימהר הגאולה. Because you need the pain of what you're going through to the exile, like now with all the corona and the business and all this and that, it's actually one of the best things that can ever happen to you, because that's clean you to be ready for the galut. ועוד הרש פסוק לא הסקלה, שהכפר יפויה מנקודה בכוון שהיא מורכבת ממפתח ונקודה, כאילו הייתה נקודה בפתח וקדושה קלה, שהיא השכינה. זה לא כזאת, משה במראה הסנאים. By the way, the section before was from the גרה, לגאון מבינלה, רבי ליום מבינלה. ששכר השכינה של ידיה שיבוד הדוקת יתברו הביאורים. So when you're going through pain, if you don't complain, you're doing ביאורים, you're doing sifting, and you can elevate all the light that you need. שאתה יכולה לשרוף ולחלות את כל הגויים ברגע. עם כל זה, היא בין הקוצים. הם רשעי הגויים. So among the nations, there is people who hate the Israelite or the Jew, the anti-Semitic, and there is people who like and support them. We have two kinds. So the one who's evil, those are the one that help us to go to Geula. כדך כן לשכינת ישראל בגלות, אז היא גדלו קלה, ששכרם יש על ידי ברורי הניצים והקליפות, פרק עליו ביניהם. Because by us going through pain, and we are elevating all the light that we need to elevate, then we are helping the Shekhinah to get out of the galut. מפרש דווקא שכינת הקלה מבין יום מבין החיצונים, ואיתי חתן בגין הלבדותה, טוב על זה, אמרו חכמנו זל בברסכת ברכות, הגרת הקלה דדוח קל, של ידי דוח הקלות, אמשר שעות יחד עם בעלה. So when we go into pain, the Shekhinah and her husband, which is God, which is Kudsha Barichu, can be together. ויפוג לו לנסחן מגלותה בגין השכינתה. And because of that, we can be redeemed. give a doch kad galuta de revav li israel mas dochim tsarim otam bagalut bemayer lo pokna so more pain you have in galut more antisemitism you have in galut it doesn't have to be just here it could be all over the world in israel even more easy it will be for god yud kevavke to bring us into the end of the tikkun shel deze bnei israel shavim betshuva vegormim lemayer gula because when you go into pain you start changing you start becoming better verifion de laon אם הגויים מרפים ידם לשבת ישראל, זה מעכב לו לישראל פוקנה. If everything is go easy, you don't have enough pressure to change. When you don't have enough pressure to change, you cannot take it to the next level. כי יש שיעור כמה דוחק צריך לסבול, בגלות, פרמנט סביב קדשים. So there is exactly measurement, how much pain you have to go through, so those spark of light will go out. וגם לכפרת העוונות, שבשבילם לגזרה הגלות. And also it help you, let's say if you commit a crime, commit a sin, and you go into pain, let's say you're opening a business, it doesn't work. you're trying to do something that doesn't work. People disturbing you, they're causing you harm. All this, dochak, all this pressure, allowed the light to come out. בגין דה לרבז על גלות השכינה עם ישראל, וכל שבור משה, את מריה השכינה בליבת אש לתוך זה, מגור קובי בינו, הקוצים שרוזים לצרות דוח הגלות. For that reason, God show משה רבנו, the burning bush, by the way, this is סתרי תורה, when I'm teaching you, it's a very big secret. So the burning bush is basically how things are going to be. So he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, the fire will burn it. אבל הסנה איננו אוכל. Meaning, the snake is not going to be burned. It will be complete. But we need those fire to bother people. We need enough fire to bother you. Once it stops bothering you, that's it, the end of the galut. And everything is okay. I think it's very nice. Thank you, everybody. מאוד חזק.